Now, if you turn the page back, you'll see in section B what the perversion of these qualities is. Section B shows you how God power, under the hierarchy of Capricorn, sent to the earth, received by an undeveloped consciousness, is perverted into criticism, condemnation, and judgment. Now, you may not recognize whether or not you have a potential for God power, but suddenly when you read section B, you may realize why you don't have more power. Now, this is a very subtle and insidious type of darkness. We consider ourselves perfectionists. We consider ourselves better educated, more in the know in spiritual things than some people, and so there's a subtlety of spiritual pride, and suddenly we consider ourselves to be able to criticize or analyze everyone else around us, what they're doing, and to determine where everybody is in his level of consciousness and whether they're right or wrong and so forth. We become great analysts. Now, criticism, condemnation, and judgment of other people as well as of ourselves dissipates God power. When you engage in it too much, you finally dissipate all the power you have for that cycle, and you can't carry through anything else. You find that you have dissipated all of your power, so you cannot complete anything. Now, this is one of the greatest tactics of Lucifer. If he can't get us to criticize other people, then we're criticizing ourselves. Now, when that energy returns to us for balance, say we keep on sending out condemnation, we keep on sending it out, one day the cycle comes back, and the way it manifests in our world, the return, will be on the exact opposite line on the clock. So you look at 6 o'clock opposite 12. It comes back as indecision, self-pity, and self-justification. You feel sorry for yourself. You don't have this, you don't have that. Life gave you a bad deal. You can almost be certain that if you're feeling sorry for yourself, sometime, somewhere, you condemned someone else. And now it's coming back and sitting on your roost, on your doorstep, and instead of transmuting it, you don't see it for what it is, you sit there and indulge it. Now, indecision is one of the greatest factors that deprives us of the manifestation of the Divine Mother. Indecisive action. Well, shall I do this or shall I do that? Now, what shall I do next? Never being able to quite decide what to do and therefore not doing anything. You wind up with the water on the table instead of the water in the cup. You don't have any form and you lose the whole opportunity to manifest the feelings of God. You see, you are deprived because of condemnation of others of your own ability to complete the spiral. As I mentioned the first night, in the circle of the clock, the first half of the circle from Capricorn to Gemini is Alpha. You can just draw an arc. That's the arc of Alpha. From 6 or Cancer back to Sagittarius is the arc of the Mother or of Omega. It's the going out and the coming forth. That is a complete circle of being. So when you start to return back to God, you always get back what you put forth going out. So if you put forth hatred, mild dislike, just a subtle irritation about someone, you wouldn't actually say you hated this person, but they just get on your nerves. This is called mild dislike. Saint Germain says that it is as treacherous and ungodly as absolute hatred. And it will deprive you of God love under the hierarchy of Aquarius. Now, when you learn this, you think to yourself, think of all my life, of all the people I've ever known, and all of the impressions that I have in my subconscious, etheric body of my attitudes toward people. Critical, attitudes of hatred, attitudes of irritation. You see, these energy cycles and focuses, unredeemed, remaining in your fire body, will deprive you of perfection in all your other bodies and constantly sap your energy. When energy comes down to you from your God presence in a mighty torrent of light, it has to pass through your entire consciousness. All of these little thoughts and feelings that are not pure and perfect are like little marks, little doodles, erratic formations in the subconscious mind and that makes up the total mesh or grid that is identified as your consciousness. It also creates your vibratory pattern. Now, in order for that energy to come through you, and of course you're supposed to be simply an electrode for energy to pass through and go on through the whole cosmos, when that energy goes through you, it's going to start taking on the patterns of all these little curlicues and forms and things and ideas you've had since you were born. By the time that energy passes through that, when it comes out, it's no longer pure as God's energy. It's polluted. It's like a muddy stream. And according to the type of human consciousness you have, this will be the color and the vibration of that stream. That stream is flowing through you, through your body, and it goes out into the mass sea, which we call the mass consciousness. So the mass consciousness is made up of the entire conglomerate of people's subconscious patterns, feelings, and conscious ones, which are impressed upon God's pure stream of energy. So suddenly you realize, when you have this spotlight of this science given to you, that all is not quite well within this force field of this circle of your awareness, and that you are responsible for what is present within you, because it is making its mark and impact on the world surely and inevitably as God's energy flows from your presence through you. What are you going to do about it? You're going to study this clock and see exactly what the perversions of the God flames are, and then you're going to begin to invoke the God flames to displace the energy that has perverted them. In other words, you would invoke God power from the hierarchy of Capricorn to consume and reverse all substance of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. And the reason witchcraft is on that line too is because Saint Germain says that criticism, condemnation, and judgment are witchcraft. When you say, "Now that man is an old meathead, and I have no use for him," you are putting a hex on that man. That is witchcraft. You are stamping him with your limited consciousness, and you are saying that is what he is. And you're putting a prison on that person. And if he's strong, he'll overcome it. If enough people say it, if enough people consider that Joe Blow over here is a meathead, he's going to be a meathead, because everybody is giving their energy to make him be that. And he has absolutely no possibility, unless he has mastery, to come out from under that pattern. So you see how the mass consciousness, in its weavings and entanglements, snares everyone to everyone else's human opinions and concepts. So that is how we all are practicing witchcraft, and this is why witchcraft has become so popular today, is because people are already practicing it, accepting it and tolerating it by their consciousness, their judgments they place on one another. And so we have left ourselves wide open for more malicious forms of witchcraft. Now, if you decide you want to be a focus of God love under the hierarchy of Aquarius, you call to that hierarchy, you invoke that flame, and you ask to have consumed and transmuted in your etheric body all hatred and mild dislike. And the reason black magic is on that line is because Saint Germain says that hatred is black magic. The energy of hatred is so virulent that when you have a point in your consciousness of hatred for any part of life, you are constantly feeding energy of the most malicious form to that life stream, and hence practicing black magic. Now, under the hierarchy of Pisces, you find that the perversion of God mastery is doubt, fear, human questioning, and all records of death. Every time you have ever died on the planet, that record of that death is recorded in your etheric body on the 2 o'clock line. Jesus used the flame of mastery to prove the unreality of death. The perfect example, of course, is Peter walking on the water. He lost the flame of mastery because he allowed doubt and fear, and even human questioning. You know, Peter was always questioning things. When Jesus wanted to wash his feet, he didn't want him to wash his feet because he didn't understand why. He was always questioning. Whatever the ritual or the sacred practice of the moment might be, Peter had to know why. And it was his outer consciousness, his human intellect, that had doubt and fear of the Christ. So do we let our intellect, our outer mind, our outer brainwashing, our society, the times, influence what we know within our soul and within our heart? That's the kind of human questioning we're talking about. It's not wrong to ask questions and to want to know why and to have things explained. But when the living Christ is blazing the tangible flame of his being in front of you, you don't start questioning it. And that living Christ is standing within you, blazing his flame and speaking to you. And this action of constant questioning from the human level is what tears down the flame of God mastery. Now you can go around the whole clock and see what the perversions are. I'd like to go on with my explanation of this science and let you make these correlations because they're plainly written. In section A of the 604 decree are the masters who have volunteered to serve under the 12 hierarchies on this planet to assist us in overcoming these 12 phases of human error. So you read that and you say to yourself, 12 o'clock, beloved great divine director and the seven archangels are working under the cosmic hierarchy of Capricorn to help mankind expand the flame of God power and to overcome all momentums of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. That is that key, and you can go right through around the clock. Now I would like to explain to you that whatever sign you are born under, this goes back to the world's astrology now, if you're born, let's say as an Aries, between the end of March and the end of April, the hierarchy under whose emanation you entered the world of form would be the hierarchy of Aries. This would mean that it is your function in hierarchy to focus the flame of God control for the planet, for your family, for yourself. Depending on your level of mastery, there are some Aries who have absolutely no awareness of God control, and they are completely caught up in the human aspect or human perversion of the flame, which you will see listed as conceit, deceit, arrogance, and ego. The 3 o'clock line in the untransmuted Aries is the seat of human pride. That is where, under that hierarchy, that Lucifer fell, because he fell through human pride. So you can position yourself, let's say on a scale of numbers of where you think you are in your hierarchy. How much God control do you have? How much pride do you have? If you have too much pride, you realize that you're not outpicturing the cosmic hierarchy of Aries, but you are outpicturing its perversion in the false hierarchy. If you are truly desirous of being God, you will immediately surrender. If you have a little trouble surrendering, it's because a little bit more weight of your consciousness is still aligned with the side of the ego. This is true of every line of the clock, even though the ego isn't listed on every line. How swiftly you can surrender is determined by whether or not the Christ or the divine ego occupies the center of your consciousness or the human ego, where your allegiance is going to be placed. You can analyze this for yourself. In your own secret place of the Most High, you can commune with your Christ self. You can honestly evaluate yourself on the 12 lines of the clock. Where do you stand? How much God vision do you have on the 10 o'clock line? Are you using all of the energy from the hierarchies of Scorpio in selfishness and self-love, in patterns of involvement with the self, whether it's yourself or someone else's self? Or are you using the creativity of Scorpio to channel your energies in the divine vision for all of humanity in bringing forth beauty and creative concepts in every field? According to which aspect of Scorpio you are embracing, so you will find that your God vision is. And so you will find that your development of your third eye is, because the development of the third eye is under the hierarchy of Scorpio. Now you see why we have so many blind people and so many people whose third eyes are totally insensate. Now you may not see with your third eye directly into the next realm, but you may have an awareness, a keen awareness that comes from inner sight. We measure our standards against the standards of the ascended masters. And we all want to be better. We all want to have a greater activity in the third eye chakra. This can come much more quickly than you even dream of by using this system of clearing your electronic belt each day. This decree, of course, is an excellent one to use. And it's very easy to give. You can follow these directions. You call to the 12 hierarchies, the entire spirit of the Great White Brother in the World, Mother, in Section A, to seize, bind, and lock all of the substance in Section B and all that is not the light, and to remove all that opposes or attempts to interfere with the fulfillment of my, and then all of the list of God qualities in Section C. This is how you do your own personal flushing out each day. Now, whatever sign you are under, that is your birth date. Now, here comes the place where we will draw a chart, and it would be best to have a new sheet of paper with a new clock. Just draw another circle and 12 more lines, and place your birth date on the 12 o'clock line. Now remember that I said all cycles begin in Capricorn. This is why you are putting your birthday, no matter what sign you're under, whether you're a Cancer or a Leo or whatever you are, your birth date on this chart goes on the 12 o'clock line, because that is where life began for you. That is your beginning. So if your birthday is July 1st, all right, you're a Cancer, you put July 1st and the year, 19 so-and-so, on the 12 o'clock line. Now this means that in the cycle of the planet Earth, which is just another body like you, except it's larger, the body Earth, when you were born, was in the cycle of Cancer, the house of Cancer. But you mark your birth with a hierarchy of Capricorn. So immediately you have two cycles that you will always have to keep track of all of your life, where the Earth is and where you are in relationship to the Earth. So you are this little cycle of awareness that is evolving independently of the planet that you are on. Both influences influence your life. Therefore, in July, on July 1st, you will begin your year. That is your new year. Just like the Earth has its new year, we count time January 1st. That is your new year. And so you see that your tests from July 1st to August 1st will always be the test of God power. I'm going back to the clock now. And these tests will be given to you under the hierarchy of Capricorn. You will notice when you start becoming aware of yourself that past energies that come up for transmutation will most likely be the energies of criticism, condemnation, and judgment. If there's any time of the year that you have a tendency to criticize, it will be stepped up and amplified in that particular month, simply because that energy is coming out of your subconscious, because the door of your subconscious is open to Capricorn and to that cycle for that 30-day period. So it's an optimum time for you to amplify God power. It's an optimum time for you to transmute criticism, condemnation, and judgment. You can use other decrees to do this. 10.14, the Astraea decree, it says, lock your cosmic circle in Sword of Bufang. In, through, and around my four lower bodies, my electronic belt, my entire conscious being and world. And you would put an insert there and say, and all criticism, condemnation, and judgment, and all witchcraft. You might do that every day for that 30-day period. August 1st, you would be writing then on the 1 o'clock line when you make this clock. You put exactly 1 month later your birth date. So for this person of July 1 on the 12, it's August 1 on the 1 o'clock line, September 1 on the 2, October 1st on the 3rd, and so on, right around the clock. Now you have your calendar for the year. You look at the 2 o'clock line, and you say, well, September 1st, I'm going to have to meet the tests of God mastery. So you're watching out September 1st for all fear, doubt, human questioning, and records of death. And you work diligently with your invocations each day to transmute these human conditions. Now, as soon as that cycle closes, you will find a complete absence of fear and doubt, and suddenly you are seized with patterns of the human ego on the 3 o'clock line. And suddenly your pride will wax very strong, and you'll find that all kinds of past momentums of the assertion of the ego will be coming to the fore in your consciousness. Now, when you understand these cycles, you become an initiate of the Great White Brotherhood, when you understand and apply them. Until you are, you're just a cork on the sea, bouncing along, out picturing your electronic belt. And by the way, the electronic belt is the term we use for this subconscious that has the pattern of the clock. It is situated actually in your force field from the navel down, going beneath your feet. It's like a giant kettle drum. It's like one of these signs you see that has a cement bottom. We all have this cement bottom that is our momentum of human consciousness, and that is the weight that keeps us earthbound. When you transmute that, there's nothing that can hold you to the earth, so you rise into the air as Jesus did. It actually has a weight, a karmic weight, and the lords of karma determine how many people can evolve on the planet by the total number of the karmic weight of all life streams. So the more people transmute their electronic belts, the more room there will be on the planet for others to embody to work out their karma. As I was saying before, people aren't transmuting their karma, so they don't want anybody else on Earth because they sense the Earth is getting too heavy. Heavy in the sense that the vibrations are heavy. They can't stand the vibrations of the people. So we have the zero population growth theory. Now, the influences of your birth year then can be charted around the clock, and they will never vary. Every year of your life, in the 12-month period, you will always be facing these 12 aspects. And if you can go through a 30-day period and really genuinely feel that you've outpictured the God quality and that you've plunged the sword of the Divine Mother into the dragon of the human aspect, you really have a sense of victory. You've gone forward on the path. Next year, when you come around to that same position on the clock, you're going to go much deeper into your past. Thousands of years back, you're going to start transmuting that energy. I have had the experience of going back several hundred thousands of years through these records by following this science year after year. And it is such a magnificent experience to finally get to the bottom of that cement clunk that's around us. And you get so you just can't wait for these cycles to come up. You can't wait to put them into the flame. Now I'm going to give you another cycle that corresponds to your birthday. It is the cycle of the year. Just as each year has these 12 aspects, every year itself will be qualified with a different hierarchy, and this goes according to age. And everyone at a certain age will have the same test. This cannot vary. Okay, let us say that you are 25 years old. If you count from 1 to 25 around the clock, you'll wind up on the 1 o'clock line. Around twice for 24, and then 1 makes 25. So in your 25th year, starting with your 25th birthday, the entire year will be a test of God love. And the entire year will be an opportunity to transmute hatred, mild dislike, and irritation. Now, the year you are in is very noticeable. It's very apparent to you when you suddenly know these cycles, what you are going through and why you are going through them. It is important in your year, whatever year you are in, that you do not fail that test. Fail anything else, but don't fail the test of the year. In other words, uphold the torch of the year that you're in and strive at all costs to hold it high, because it only comes once every 12 years. If you're 24 and on the 12 o'clock line, you have an opportunity at age 24, which will not be yours again till age 36, when you come back to the 12 o'clock line. And if you leave it undone, you may find that it is much, much heavier 12 years later. In fact, you may have so missed the cycle that you can't regain it in this life. So when you come on the path, it doesn't matter that you didn't know this yesterday, but if you know it today, don't allow yourself to go down into the human aspect. Now think of what you did when you were, let's say, 16. 16 is the 4 o'clock line. 4 o'clock line is the hierarchy of Taurus. You will notice that its perversion is disobedience, stubbornness, and defiance of the law. Now, how many people at age 16 decided they were going to fly the coop, go off, and do anything they felt like doing? Because we didn't know the law. Now, 12 years later brings you to age 28. So when you are 28, you'll have the opportunity to transmute all that substance. And you'll start feeling very rebellious again, very stubborn, very defiant. If you know the law, you'll say, here it is. Here's my little lump of clay that I sent out when I was 16. Now I have this great opportunity to transmute it. And in that year, by the power of love, you will love God so much that you will want to be obedient to Him. Your love for God becomes so great that you want every cell of your being to conform to this fantastic pattern that He has put in the cosmos. And all of a sudden, that love is so overwhelming that you begin to understand the honoring of God as the flame in father and in mother. That's why we had that as one of the Ten Commandments. Because our parents held the focus of Alpha and Omega for us. Even if we think they don't know what they're talking about, and perhaps actually they have been unjust, it is the flame of Alpha and Omega to which we are obedient. If we don't find that in manifestation, in our earthly parents, we still have the great desire to honor the father and the mother in Alpha and Omega, in Helios and Vesta, in the Ascended Masters, and perhaps in people that we have come to respect. So it would be a good idea if when you leave here today, you would make a chart, a brief chart, let's say take a page for each year of your life, and see what you can remember of things that happened to you in those years, just generally speaking. Maybe you can't remember too much, but there might be one major event that occurred when you were 3, or when you were 5, or when you were 7. Maybe a very traumatic experience occurred to you at that age. And if it hasn't been decreed about and put in the flame, it may still be a very heavy weight in your subconscious. According to in what year it occurred, you will see under what hierarchy, which hierarchy has the dominion over that experience. If it happened on the 8 o'clock line, that would be when you were 8 years old. On the 12 o'clock line, you're 0. That's the day of your birth. So your first birthday is the 1 o'clock line. Second birthday is the 2. So the 8 o'clock line, you were 8 years old. Maybe somebody hit you over the head. Maybe something terrible happened to you, and there's a consciousness of injustice deeply buried in your consciousness about this thing that happened then. You'll notice that that is the line of God justice. So you should appeal to the hierarchies of God justice, who are Virgo, and ask that to be consumed, cause, effect, record, and memory. Give a half hour of violet flame decrees. Put the whole experience in the flame and be satisfied that it is consumed. Don't ever talk about it again. Don't relate it again, because it's going to be reinforced every time you tell it. Put it in the flame and then realize that there is no injustice anywhere in the cosmos. There is only justice. If this experience happened to you, it taught you a valuable lesson. If for no other reason, it gave you the opportunity now to transmute it. And that is an exercise in mastery. Did you have a question?
Yes. Do we count from 12 when we start counting?
Always start from 12, because the Capricorn is the beginning. Your first birthday, when you were 1 year old, is the 1 o'clock line. You were 0 years old when you were born on the 12 o'clock line. 12 months later, on the 1 o'clock line, you were 1 year old. If you were born in 1930, you put 1930 on the 12 o'clock line and just count 1931, 1932, 1933, all the way around, and you'll find out where you are in 1973. That's another way of counting it. So you see, we're all different, and we consider ourselves, perhaps we pride ourselves all in having very personal lives and very personal experiences. But when you get into the retreats of the Brotherhood, you find that at age 20, all of us had to undergo the exact same tests. Age 20, that is the 8 o'clock line. And so that will be the age of the testing of our sense of justice. 9 o'clock line 21, the age of God reality. The age when, at 21, you're considered that you have the responsibility. If you have the flame of reality, you have mature judgment. And if you don't, you won't. Now, the next cycle that I'd like to talk to you about, these are really the two major cycles that you always have to know, where you are in the month and where you are in your year. So if you're 21 years old and 3 months, in the year you would be on the 9 o'clock line, because 21 is the 9 o'clock line. Just count back 24, 23, 22, 21 gives you the 9 o'clock line. If your birthday was 3 months ago, then you would put that date on the 12 o'clock line, July, June, May. Let's say you were born April 1st. So April 1st you'd put on the 12 o'clock line. May 1st, June 1st, July 1st would put you on the 3 o'clock line in your cycle of months. So then you would see that according to your year, you have the tests of God reality. According to your month, you'll have a test of God control. You have to understand there are cycles within cycles within cycles within cycles, depending how exacting you want to be with the drawing of your chart. Each week, each day, each hour is an opportunity to amplify another aspect of God's consciousness. But it gets so burdensome you can't keep track of all these. So the major ones I want you to know, and there are two more I'm going to give you, or your birth year. You have to know what year you're in, or you just absolutely won't know why you're sick, what the tests are, and you just will flounder. It's like blindly beating the air. You give the whole decree book to get at one problem because you don't really know what the problem is. It's like taking the whole medicine cabinet for a headache. You don't have a specific antidote for the problem if you don't keep track of your cycles. So is there anyone who doesn't understand, first of all, the birth year and then the 12 months within the year? You all grasp that. That is two separate charts you keep on the same circle.